Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Sfas Tom from the Chavetz Chaim, a new Perek, Perekei, Shinra 38. Chavetz Chaim now turns his attention to very, very strong words, very important topic. How does a person come to steal in the first place? He says a person has to understand, where does the root of this theft come from? And he's going to say something that at first the person here is going to hear this and they'll say, what does this mean? How could that be? Well, this doesn't make any sense. Over the next few shiurim, we'll explain the Chavetz Chaim's words, and we'll see exactly how it makes perfect sense. And the Chavetz Chaim says that the ribuy ha'itzoyis ma'isrei ha'malbushim, the person living a life of luxuries, buying clothing, buying things that they don't need, fancy lifestyles. Now, in his days, they didn't have cars to talk about, the fancy cars. But explains the Chavetz Chaim, this is the source. Oh, he says the words now, listen to this. The dingam lanu bizmanenu kol hatzorois v'chol hatlois mimifnim v'chutz. This is the source, living lives of luxuries. This is the source, bizmanenu kol hatzorois, of all of our tzorois. Someone asked me this morning, Rachman Tzlan lo yaleinu, everyone should have refu shleima. There are different tzorois going on in the community, out of the community. Someone said, what does Hashem want? What should we be doing? Well, let's take a look right here. The Chavetz Chaim is saying, V'din garma lanu bizmanenu kol hatzoris v'chol hatlois. What is it? The riboy haitzoris maistrei ha'malbushim. Shenasu kevboi v'nusenu harabim. That a person is living a lifestyle of a very fancy type of lifestyle. And now that fancy lifestyle becomes a necessity. Continues the Chavetz Chaim. So how does this affect that a person can come stealing? Because what happens if the person has a couple of years that are not going well? But financially, he can't bring himself to lower his means, his way of living, that he was accustomed himself in the past. So now you could have a person who is a regular good person. And all of a sudden, he started buying fancier clothing, and in our generation, we call it fancier cars, and living up the lifestyle that it's not necessary, but now he made it a necessity. Now he can't afford it. He doesn't mind for the Yetzer Hara to get into his mind like a bird who gets trapped in the hunter's net. And the bird doesn't see it. And all of a sudden, the hunter traps him, and the net closes. And the hunter shechs the bird, says the Chavetz Chaim. So too, the Yetzer Hara gives, this money is given to the person by Hashem. And the money is given to the person by Hashem to live a life, to pay his debts. What's his debt, says the Chavetz Chaim? The debts are to give to yeshivas, to support Torah. That's why a person has money, of course, to pay his bills. That goes without saying. To buy his family food, of course, that goes without saying. To buy clothing, nice clothing, but not extravagant clothing. Not clothing that when you walk into the room, every single person turns around and looks at you. Then when the person can't afford it anymore, then the person comes to steal. This is the source, or the first source, says the Chavetz Chaim. Maestris, living a lifestyle. When the person takes extras and he makes it into necessities. This is one of the first sources, says the Chavetz Chaim. As I read the words again. Kol hatzoris v'chol hatlois, the source of all of our tzoris, because then when you have theft, the aveir of gezel bangs down on the kiseh covered, and the prosecuting malachim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's time to punish. It's time to punish. We shall be zoiche to see this Yetzer Hara and not to live a life of maestris. And we discussed in the past, how do you define maisus? Maisus, like the word yoiser, extras. How do you define maisus? So the Chavetz Chaim talks about it. We spoke about it in the beginning of the Sefer. He talks about it in the Sefer Shem Oedem. And he says like this, just very quickly, the kitzer. If a person had to support someone else, if you had to buy him a car, what kind of car are you going to buy him? Are you going to buy him a car that you have to wheel, wind up the windows? If you're going to buy him a car like that, so for you also, that's the type of car is good enough for you as well. But if you feel for yourself that you need to have a car with electric power windows. So when you buy him the car, so that's called necessity as well. But if when you buy him something, you buy him the bare minimum, just the basics, just the bare bones, just to survive, then anything for yourself as well, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's called Maisrus. And so Hashem will continue. Shalom, Siyad HaShemaya, Hashem will be healthy. Moshe B'Surus Tevis.